And he hauled all of that stuff in when it was a little too green and stacked it in a haystack. It was Sunday, and he got it stacked up all right, but two big stacks of it caught a fire and burned up. And you know he wouldn't let anybody work on that ranch on Sunday anymore. He said that's what he got for working on Sundays. He wouldn't let us work on Sundays.
If you take corn for fodder, how you tie that up into a... Or, you know what fodder is?
Fodder?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How people take that and pull it and they tie it up into a...
Shocks.
Uh-huh.
Shocker feed, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Tie them buns about that big. Shock.
And then they pile those up into...
Pile them up in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Stand them by anyway, see.
And they call that a...
Shock of feed.
Uh-huh. And talking about how much wheat you get to an acre, you might say we raised 40.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. We never have had any down around here.
Well, talking about a bushel, you say we raised 40?
So many bushels to the acre is what you...
A place on fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around.
Some of them call them pens and some corrals.
Uh-huh. What about a place out in the pasture where you could leave the milk cows overnight for milking them?
It's just a pasture, that's what.
Uh-huh. But a little fenced in place out in the pasture.
Oh,
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Oh yeah, cow pens, yeah.
What's a cow pen like?
Well, it's just a pen where you keep cows in if you want to keep them up.
Mm-hmm.
Just fenced in, boarded pen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where would chickens be kept?
Oh, they had chicken houses and they would let them run loose. All over.
What about a little place for keeping the mother hen and the baby chicks?
Oh, they call them chicken coops.
Uh-huh. What did that look like?
Just a little small cage pen to keep them in.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in your nest to fool her?
You could buy them yet, I guess. China eggs.
Mm-hmm.
China eggs.
And a hen on a nest of eggs. You'd call her a...
Clucking hen? You mean ready to go to setting?
Uh-huh.
Clucking hen.
Okay. What about when she's on and waiting for them to hatch? Then she'd be a...
Setting hen.
Uh-huh. And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this?
Wishbone.
Any stories about that?
No. Well, the only thing, our kids take those wishbones and they break them, make a wish and break them, and one gets the biggest part, gets a wish. That's just kids do that. My granddaughters do it all the time, yeah.
When it doesn't come true?
No.
A farm where they had a lot of milk cows and they'd sell the milk and butter and things.
Well, they used to milk by hand, but now they got milking machines.
Mm-hmm. What would they call a big place like that?
Dairy.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides a big farm like that?
Dairy.
Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before there were refrigerators?
Well, we had ice boxes, and we used to have to buy ice, little ice boxes, you know. keep your stuff down in the bottom and ice up on top.
Uh-huh. What about people who couldn't afford ice boxes?
Well, they'd set them out in the windows.
Uh-huh.
Had things built outside of the windows,
uh-huh,
screened in with screen wire, with little shelves in it, and they'd set the stuff out there to keep where the wind could hit, where it's cool.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of people storing potatoes or turnips during the winter?